Hi, everyone. I'm waiting for the gray line to disappear. Thank you very much, Joan and Chris, for putting this series together and for inviting me to read in this amazing group of poets. John and William, I'm very happy to meet you for the first time. I've never heard any of your poetry. It was quite a pleasure. And Emily and Yona, pleasure to hear you read again. I'm going to begin in the heat of summer, since we're there. Oh, and I'm reading from my book. On White Avenue, a maple leaf drifted to the broken sidewalk. You know the place, past First Ward School, where AA meets now. But before the crest of the hill, before the road narrows so only one car can pass at a time. It was 93 degrees. Everything that could grew a green riot along that road when this single leaf fell. Along its veins, yes, still bright green, but yellow taking over toward the edge, brown spot widening on one lobe. Though the leaf remained supple, and glittered as if sprinkled with its own sugar. I couldn't say if it was sweet. I didn't touch it with my tongue. Even now on my bed, as it curls its increasingly papery skin, flecks of light, here on a vein, here where brown is a pond in a yellow field, here where one tip begins to bleed red. This next poem questions a sign I saw posted in front of the Spruce Street Church. Empty is good. Empty like a dishwasher ready for loading, or empty like a cupboard and the paycheck spent. Empty's the flattened box in the trash, the boarded house on Kingwood condemned, roof a sluice, yard a sea. I mean, echo, hollow, a hike on the freeway at night hauling a red plastic can. Empties the bed where grief sleeps, bag without ballast, easily pierced by a twig. In the end, empty caves in. If I tell you I'm empty, I'm telling you, feed me. And when I say feed me, I really mean stay. Make of your broad back a shield. Hold me up with your practical hands. I'm all out of muscle, vision, grit. Stay. And prayer is one kind of faith. Dear black polished table, last night, a bird I'd never heard became a baby's colicky wail. It wasn't the baby's distress pinned me all night to the window, dear black, but the bone-weary mother I wanted to rock, only I was afraid. And wasn't I once a girl in charge? Dear childhood desk, at least give me that. And then I was lying, and then I stopped speaking, still as August air. And stillness is another kind of faith, an empty kiln fire jar at the bottom of which might be my name. Sumac shadow, I waited, and watching your slow leafy wave, I believed that some things are harmless. Dear moon, yellow moon, full right on schedule, I'm the one in the red fleece jacket down here on the sidewalk, relieved to see your pocked face. This next poem references an art installation piece by Nathaniel Lewis from his show Bigger Than You. Possibly slower. I would rub dry husk against bark, slither out larger. Can a person create a self from what confines her? I saw a giant bear seated on a gallery floor. Stuffing spilled from a gash where a tiny bear sewed itself of cloth torn from the big bear's belly. If I resist the day, is that lazy? The energy required to act is large. I know. Patience, industry, diligence, etc. My poinsettia's leaves turn red long after Christmas. Possibly slower doesn't equal lazy. Across the field, the gray house, its evolution took years. Even now, the addition's part yellow, the boundary crooked where yellow meets gray. My mother got a lot of things wrong, but when I was a kid and afraid I'd swallow a straight pin, she didn't laugh. She helped me make a plan, something to do with eating bread to coat the pin, then visiting Dr. Hofmeister. So that's something. I can't say I loved her, but there was that straight pin thing and the time she bought paint so I could make a mural on my wall. Also, the smocked christening dress for the baby and a few other things I've had 15 years to remember. I don't believe in an afterlife, and yet I say the owls and foxes in my dreams are her. And maybe the red wool coat I tried on at Goodwill was hers. I rub oil of olay into my skin just to smell her and wear her pearls to feel one small weight she lifted, fight the fishhook clasp she fastened around her neck. Okay, this is my two poem announcement. I'm not gonna say warning. I always went back to the same place. Downhill and up past the shed, left and left where the logging road forks, right at the meadow, the path's steep drop. When I found it again, I scrambled half slid to the flat, pushed through rhododendron to stone and light, the river a ribbon below. I lay down and pressed my bare back against heat. I always return to the same place, wanting what? This certain light, these red tails drifting, this pair of box turtles, corydalus growing from a crack in the rock. I went back. I liked best to see no one. I went back for the full moon rise, and when days cooled so the rattlers sought sun in the path, I went back. A few admissions. I'm trying not to lie anymore. Mostly, I speak less. It'd be easier if I could be sure of the truth. Today, I'm the gutter sagging across the street, not quite enough. Maybe a bird's nest, maybe a clot of wet leaves weighed it down. Below it, the wind has swept a small pile against the yellow curb. The mailman shuffles envelopes pulled from his bag, slides them into a box. I like to imagine they're letters, not bills. I had the idea to pick up a seed or a leaf or a stone on each daily walk. Set it on the table, maybe sketch it, maybe even in color. I'm trying to get closer to truth. So far, I haven't picked up anything. Last night, I was trying to remember the music I'd loved on Chestnut Ridge. I didn't want to make up that story and filled my living room with Mozart, Copland, Gershwin. The shock of it in the silence, the sudden urge to bow down. Thank you.